You're listening to Roundtable, a new international initiative celebrating China's giant panda conservation and research kicks off on August 21st in Beijing, and is named China Giant Panda International Culture Week. What is some of the fun activities that's being held?
Well, the event was hosted by Sichuan Province. That makes sense. That's the province where you get to see the most pandas. It was meant to celebrate the preservation of the beloved icon of vulnerable species that has been at play since establishment of Wulong National Nature Reserve in 1958. So some of the fun activities is like around 200 guests, including heads of related ministries and commissions, leaders from the People's Government of Sichuan Province. Well, that doesn't sound fun, but, well, let's switch gears. So a light-up map indicated countries where China giant pandas were sent for international exchanges and cooperation. So you get to see a map where those cultural ambassadors have been sent. A lot of the countries that have received those gifts, including, I think in D.C., you get to see pandas, and they even managed to sort of... sort of nurture or give birth to locally grown pandas themselves.
Oh, well, certainly.
To breed new pandas.
Yeah, we know that giant pandas, it's actually very difficult for them to conceive in a natural way and birth.
Yeah, they're not exactly enthusiastic about, you know, prosperity. No, posterity and preserving their genes.
Humans are more interested in that than sometimes.
Obviously.
The giant pandas themselves. So, Tony, what's your impression of pandas?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I haven't seen one yet in the flesh, but just from, you know, the documentaries I've seen, they're pretty adorable animals. They're always eating, which is kind of cool because I love eating, you know, and then they're just munching away. And, you know, but there's one thing that they seem so adorable and cute, but they're still bears, you know, and that's something that I have to tell myself because, you know, though they're, you know, I think the media plays them to be really, really sweet, but, you know, I have to be careful around them as well. I mean, back home we have grizzly bears that were endangered, you know, back in the 70s, and, you know, used to think, oh, you know, grizzly bears, you look at the teddy bears that, you know, you buy at home, but these bears are enormous in person. I mean, they're so dangerous. Yeah. In person, and I've seen some, you know, when I was going up to Alaska, you know, they're all over the place and they're so, you know, they have the potential to be dangerous. And that's the thing with pandas. I think they're adorable, you know, and they're always eating and looking at the camera, you know, but, you know, I wouldn't want to get in there with the one of them because I feel like, you know, they could, you know, possibly, I don't know, bite my head off or something.
Yeah, Lai Ming, why do you think?
Why do I think?
Giant pandas, they are so endearing. That is the impression we have, and there's almost this kind of animal almost generates a sense of cute aggression that you just sort of want to squeeze them out of love. They're like a fur ball of joy, and they roll around and they fall from trees, and I don't know why, you just find that to be super cute.
I know. So they do give out the appearance as if that they are quite clumsy, and the fluffy hair certainly isn't helping. And also the body shape is much, much, I would say, round than a grizzly bear or black bear that you see on, for instance, in the Shenandoah National Park. So it's somewhat different. And also the color contrast, I mean, you have black and white, you don't see those in nature as often, so I suppose that's it. And also in the U.S., I think the U.S. people, they're quite interested in pandas. I personally interviewed an older lady who just spent a lot of time, like 3 or 4 hours every day, watching a live feed from different zoos housing pandas across the world.
Yes, and there's just a never-ending fascination towards the adorable and cute giant pandas. And we have some good news here, that is giant pandas are no longer considered as endangered, as China so far has bred 63 giant panda cubs through artificial insemination, with 58 surviving. And by the end of last year, the captive giant panda population reached 518,
wow.
achieving basic self-sustainment. Well, that's some good news to hear. And that's it for today's roundtable. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everybody.